Now is the time of twilight. Our golden sun brother turns and walks away down the darkening trail. The little night creatures murmur and chatter in the deep woods. Evening comes. Now is the time of fading light. The time when the moon goddess opens her eyelids and looks up from the misty south. O Abba Miko, O great Earth Father, hear us now. Hear the little sad voice of your children as we tread the long pathway of dreams. Be with us, O Abba Miko. Turn your quiet face toward our people, the children of the forest. Two Indian tribes, the Alabama and the Coushatta, who joined together and met the white invasion of the early 1800s without compromising their character. Two tribes who looked beyond the sundown of their time toward a broader world of universal brotherhood. They had been pushed out of Alabama into Mississippi, then into Louisiana, then across the Sabine River into the Kingdom of Mexico, where at last they found peace. Hidden away here in what we now call the Big Thicket, this woodland sanctuary between the Trinity and the Nueces Rivers. Now again there was blood on the trail. It was February of the fateful year, 1836. American settlers in the Mexican province of Texas, egged on by a few aspiring leaders and harried by Mexico's clumsy colonial policy, broke into open revolt. All of a sudden, it became important for both sides to know what the Indians would do. The Cherokee were a strong tribe, but perhaps the most impressive of all were the Alabama and the Coushatta. Antonio López de Santa Anna was now president of Mexico, while the Texans considered their military leader to be General Sam Houston. Both men had a message for the Indian tribes. I'm sending you men on a very important mission. The outcome of this conflict hangs in the balance. You will go to the Indian tribes in eastern Texas and demand that they fight on our side. Well, not exactly demand, of course, but make a very strong case. Remember, Indians are impressed by fine uniforms and they will expect a big show. It is your job to win them over. Mexico has been good to them, but the record of the Americans is not quite so good. Do anything. Say anything, but be sure that you get them on our side. Go first to the Cherokee. If you can't get them, be sure you get the Alabama and the Coushatta. Is that clear? Any questions? Very well, you will leave at once. Messengers were not long in coming, but before they arrived, the warlord of the Cherokee came, hot and nervous and angry as usual. He had the strange name of the Bull. Thank you. Hardly anyone realized how suddenly desperate everything was. Each day a fresh rumor would come, telling of a horrible new battle between the white men. A week or so later, the Alabama once again called their neighbors to come quickly. The woods people had another visitor.
Thank you.
Santa Ana was now at the Alamo. General Urrea had already wiped out San Patricio and was attacking Agua Dulce, just 5 days southwest of here. In the misty woodlands, in that dim early week of March 1836, the Cushata did what their ancestors had done for generations before them. They danced to the gods, praying in rhythm and movement. Thank you. Day of the great medicine. Our people assemble. The earth waits in silence. Place an altar there with things of the earth voice. Also set four poles to the north, south, east, west. Symbols of the sky voice. Let all be silent. Hear the great medicine. thus the medicine man, with Anton, the Long King, and Nelikawi, went down through the headwaters of a stream and descended into the earth, into the great kingdom of the underworld. The light of day gradually dimmed out, and soon they found themselves under the earth. Sokchoba the crawfish, you who came after the great flood and dived down and found the earth and scratched hard and cast up the land for all the other animals so that the earth could be formed once again. Tell us, O ancient creature of the water, what is the answer? What shall we do? Chonchaba the alligator, great monarch of the water, you who guard the end of the sunset and command the deep. Tell us now what we must do. Mighty Chinto, the snake, you who hide in the rocky crevices and the water's edge and the dim woodland. Tell us what we should do. Sokahatka, the opossum, with your sharp eyes peering into the night. Look down the long trail of time and tell us what we must do. down into the earth, seeking help from you, the creatures of the underworld. You who dwell in the earth and water, the source and giver of life. Make good medicine for us. Give us an answer. Shall we join the fight of the white man, or shall we run away and hide? Tell us.
There can be no medicine. There is evil in your village.
What kind of evil? Tell us.
One house in your village is evil.
What have we done wrong? Tell us.
If you cover your enemy with a black cloth so that he will never appear again, if you cover him with clay from the river banks to make his soul fade away in time, then your own soul will fade away and you will be dry as dust. The moisture will go out from you and you will grow hollow. Let no man be your enemy. Go. There is evil in your village.
We have done no wrong.
Go now and speak to the eagle. Speak to the rain crow noisy in the damp sky. We cannot talk to you because you have done evil. Go to Abba Mikko, the Ancient One. Let the eagle and the rain crow tell you how far it is to the sunrise.
Hills and windy plains and rivers and edges of the earth. We are running naked down the long trail, pursued by the great shadow. Come now and tell us where the daylight has gone. They ask us to walk the red trail of war. They try to pull us into the wild morning where men speak with angry guns and knives and hatchets. They tell our young women to weep and our young men to go screaming through the woods like wounded panthers. Oh, you of the white corn, the yellow corn, the red corn, the green corn, you who live in the same field and drink the same water, walk not the bloody trails of the earth. Walk in the sky, walk in the thunder, in the west wind, in the summer twilight, but not the trail that leads into darkness.